I'm gonna reread that, and then we'll pick up. We'll pick up there.
Okay. In 5, 4, 5, 3, 2, 1.
I don't know how that count goes, but
he's good at
six.
Math. He's
never six. Don't say six. Fast.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the Dice Haven Actual Play Podcast. Visit patreon.com/Dice Haven to learn more about our show and access any bonus content. I'm Mason, the GM for this game.
And I'm Stan. I play Jadis Gann, a warrior priest.
And I'm Bailey. I play Tassan, a computer hacker genius dude.
And I'm John, and I play Admiral Amasorian Kane, the commander of the ship.
I want to have a question before we get really started.
Okay.
Yes. Where did you find the name Amasorian?
I actually made it up.
Did
I
you really?
It was
okay.
Really
all right.
Cool. And okay. I thought it was a really cool,
I thought
neat,
maybe
fun
you,
space name.
I thought maybe you found it like, you know, like, in it sounds sleep. Almost like Greek or Eastern like, European.
No,
like,
I just, well, you'd hear it in an old tale.
Yeah.
An Amasorian fought the Minotaur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did fight the Minotaur.
Oh, what page is that on in the book?
Well, it was a strange alien planet.
You actually made that name up?
Amasorian, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I like it. I like it a lot. Like that. I said, I thought you had found it somewhere like in a
not
text
that I remember, but it's possibly I did, but it might have been in my brain somewhere.
I like it.
Now I'm going to do an internet search and find out what happened.
Well, I think it's a type of dinosaur. Isn't
it
a type of dinosaur on...
Or what? Amasaurian's old, but he's not that old.
Right, I mean, yeah.
Usually
even Tassan wouldn't say
they're
that.
They're very old dinosaurs.
How did it feel when the
dinosaurs
died?
Why does Stan have a D20? Doesn't he know this is a D6 game?
It's a really nice big D20.
I got it
for the
big
champions or no? What's that game? Mutants and Masterminds. Okay, we're totally off.
Yes.
For the records, we clear this. I looked up the word Amasorian, and there are no hits on Google.
I just copyrighted it.
You should change your copyright your handle on all your.
How many times have you typed something into Google and found no hits? Like
Okay, so you need to change your Warlock Sin.
Handle that's my handle in the gaming community is Warlock.
It needs to change to
Amasaurian Sin. Okay. Warlock Amasaurian.
No, you can drop the Sin.
I love the
Sin
part. It's my favorite.
Should
part.
I read the intro again?
Let's start role playing.
I'm sorry. But okay.
I blame Tassan.
It was a good question.
Bailey.
I was just curious.
I appreciate you.
You're
asking.
My roommate. Okay. We're now roommates. Tassan.
Fair point.
And Amasaurian are now roommates.
With two other people. You'll meet them this week.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. What just
we'll
happened?
Find out in a little bit.
I'm equally intrigued, Tassan.
Exactly.
Are they gerbils?
No, they're not gerbils.
That's a fair question.
You know, but they're illegal, sentient? And so I had to smuggle them in.
Are they sentient gerbils?
No, they're not, but they do talk.
Sentient gerbils.
They are sentient. They are sentient. Actually,
in our room? Wait.
They're the weight of a gerbil, so that'll be interesting when we get to that later.
I'm interested.
And they weigh 0.5 kilo each.
All right, I'll find out. I'll find out. Tassan,
I know what he's talking about now.
Yep,
now I'm there.
He is.
Yes.
Tassan can't wait to break them.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Can't wait
you
to break them.
Could break them, actually.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
You're going to try to ride the gerbils? Okay. Why is my gerbil dead?
I was told this was not a gerbil riding adventure.
No gerbils were hurt in the making of this podcast.
Film, exactly.
Okay, so we ended last time in the meeting with Commander Steiger.
By the way, this is episode 12.
It is episode 12. I forgot to say that out loud. I got sidetracked with the discovery of Amasaurian's name history.
Which is awesome.
It is. So yeah, episode 12. And in episode 11, we ended with the meeting between... Admiral, I was going to say Admasorian. I was going to combine his name. Admiral Kane.
I'm kind of Saurian.
Jadis and Commander Steiger. And he also sent out, I believe, invitations to a kind of ship christening party.
Yeah,
right?
For the admirals and the senior officers on the spaceship port.
And you wanted to do that the same day.
Yeah, or the next morning. We could do like a breakfast or a lunch, but whatever works in the schedule.
You'll probably get a better response if you do next morning because last minute stuff.
And a free breakfast never, you know.
Brunch.
No. Continental breakfasts are still a thing and people love them.
Yeah, I was going to provide more than continental, like a really nice, you know.
Like an intercontinental?
Yeah, like some kind of an alien pig bacon.
Yeah, we have that on Earth. It's called Canadian.
As opposed to what other kind of bacon?
Like a regular pig bacon?
Canadian cow bacon?
Right.
Really
cow
good.
Bacon. Giraffe bacon.
It was a talking pig. It's a really cool talking pig. It's very expensive.
Okay.
Exactly.
Space bacon. What's the difference? It's just a pig from space.
I mean, an alien talking pig bacon.
Okay. It's so disturbing if your bacon talks
really
to you.
Spiraling out of control.
Exactly.
Okay.
I blame the GM.
I do.
So the next morning you have your shindig, and a couple of admirals shows up. Commander Steiger comes. The few that aren't able to make it via their other admiral friends, you know, they send their congratulations and, you know, apologize they can't make it, but life is busy. You have a number of other people show up, and if you wish to do some role play, you may do so. Otherwise, we'll move through what is relatively an uneventful.
The only thing I want to do, I've created data wafers, which are like credit card in the travel world. They're like credit card size.
Are they wafer thin?
They're wafer thin. I had them branded with our ship's name, the Cat's Claw.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. And inside there's a promotional video on our...
Ooh, of Dasan?
On our, yes, you're included in the video. You were typing. He's doing a very strange kind of dancing thing in front of the microphone, which made me very excited.
Like the cookie
anyway,
dance.
Exactly. We had way too many cookies, long story. We did, yeah. Anyway, so I'm gonna hand out these wafer, these credit card like things with our Cat's Claw logo on it. It has a video of the ship and the specs of the ship and capabilities and the special types of things that we do and kind of our pricing and rates. And so I'm gonna hand those to the admirals.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of our business card, if you will.
Calling card, yeah. Yep.
And so how many do I hand out? Because I bought 20 of them so that I could hand these out when I needed to.
As many as you want to hand out.
Well, I'll hand out 5 because I only give them all away.
Okay. Because you could hand out extras and say, hey, tell your friends.
I hand out 10 then. And I told them to tell their friends.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to roll a dice.
That sounds perfect. And then the last thing I want to do is I'll let the senior ranking, whoever the senior ranking commander is of the base, be the one that breaks the champagne over the vessel.
Oh, okay. So he's grateful for the opportunity and... he does ask you, "Are you sure this is your vessel, Admiral?"
Nope. I would like to basically honor the naval service, which did me so well all these many years, and as my last act, I'd like to have it kind of blessed by the Navy before we leave. And I'd like you as an acting officer to do that.
And I look at Admiral Kane, and I'm like, "But don't forget to be blessed by the Almighty." And I produced out of my cloak a big Orthodox censer, which is this. These long chains that has like incense in the bottom, and you can sense.
Oh, that's awesome!
And so, at the appropriate moment,
you say some words.
Yeah, I'm going to say some words.
Absolutely perfect. So we'll start off with Jada saying a few words, right. And then we'll break the bottle of the ship, and then we will throw Tassan in the brig. Actually, he'll be in the hydroponics lab.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh, no. Yep, we're locking Jada's in the brig now. So I don't have a brig.
It was boiling over.
But I don't
what
have a brig.
Man of God has to put up with.
I know,
with
it's terrible, Jadis. Say some words, sir. Say some words.
I will say some words.
Lock Jadis.
I sort of begrudgingly lapse into Greek, like I'm a little perturbed by the lack of
decorum
from some of my shipmates. And but
it's Bailey the player, not designer.
Just to be clear on that point.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well,
and Mason the GM was not at all involved.
I'm quite assured that Tassan is not secretly looking at his data pad while I'm sensing, right?
No, he's probably doing something else. Totally.
Yeah. Right. So that's,
right. He's totally
so
looking. Yeah.
Jadis looks a little perturbed.
Fair point. He's not paying attention.
So he's sensing. You know, curious song.
Hey, what's that smell?
Sorry. I elbow you.
That's not my roommate.
The ship is gonna smell like this forever.
Oh man.
So
it's in case you're wondering what to smell it, it's gardenia.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's one of the better smelling incenses.
Ah. Good thing you don't use one of the worst smelling incenses.
Mm-mm, no.
So that goes, there's a couple in the crowd that are practicing Rimward. Spinward? Which one?
Rimward.
Rimward Orthodox. Rimward. There's too many of these words.
Not to be confused with Coreward Catholics.
Yes.
Who we are no longer in communion with.
Correct, because the great intergalactic schism.
Or the Spinward Schismatics. We're no longer.
Sounds like a cult. Just the name of that. Well, the Spinward
technically,
Schismatics.
Technically, yes. They are.
All right, so there's a couple that, you know, they do their sign of the cross. Then the admiral that was given the permission, he makes a brief speech. And did you want to make a speech as well?
Yeah, I just want to say, after the admiral has his chance to make his speech.
Well, I'm not actually going to say
cool, just checking.
Where's your speech?
I'm going to step up and say... we would like to thank the Imperial Navy for coming and participating at the launch of the Cat's Claw. We are honored to be here on the starport and the leading capital of the sector. And in the name of the Emperor, we are honored to move forward into space, do good, and change the fates of the sector any chance we get the chance.
You get some hear-hears and some polite clinking from their glasses. There's
more champagne.
Glasses.
I wave to bring out more champagne.
And he hits the bottle. I'm going to roll. We're going to find out if he manages to break the bottle.
He breaks the ship. Or we really
That's the DC of the ship.
That's the DC.
And he breaks the bottle. Like, he hits it and it... shatters.
That was good.
Not a fail. That's like bad luck.
That would have been horrible. Yeah,
double ones are hull cracks.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, it's...
I had to give him on the fly a bottle, a ship launching skill. So you know,
a ship launching. If he didn't have it, it's like minus three.
A christening. What's your christening skill? Yeah.
Traveler skill.
Version 6 is going to have that, I think.
The christening skill?
Yeah, the christening skill.
And the morning gathering kind of starts to wind down. And
I think Starfinder has that skill.
Probably.
And probably. Yeah. But it's probably broken
table
down.
For it.
It's probably broken down into Witcher christening.
Oh, we love Starfinder players.
We do.
Not the rule writers.
Okay, so the gathering winds down, and you guys are free to do your whatever it is you wish to do. Tassan, I think you mentioned something about...
So as it's boiling down, hey, did you guys want to... Wait, we do this as a breakfast, right? The next day?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I was going to head down to the planet if you guys want to, like, come with me before... I know we're not going to leave for a couple of days. So, you can come with me. And,
I will happily.
Yeah, you mentioned about seeing your family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure my mom will have lunch for us or something like that.
Oh, that'd be great. That sounds wonderful to meet your mother.
All right. Well, we had to go to planet, so I would... Oh, it takes like 30 minutes. We figured that out last game.
Yeah, it's about a 30-minute
trip.
All right.
All right.
Okay, so everyone's going to head down to the planet?
Yep. Do we, remind me on our ship, do we have a shuttle or a pinnace
that I know of?
So the whole boat has to go
We
down.
Don't. Yeah, the boat has to
the
land.
Ship can fly. Michelle,
the ship
can
right?
fly planet
or
side.
Or we can just take a, you can take a,
we're at a space station,
like a taxi.
Right? We're at a,
yeah, the space station will have a little orbit to surface taxis.
Got it.
Or our ship is streamlined, so it can.
We can land, yeah. We'll have to pay birth when we land, so we'll just stay up here.
Don't do that.
Eureka Uber.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just like they're like shuttles with a whole bunch of people that are going up and down.
We don't have room for a shuttle, do we? It would take out of our
It would take
cargo.
Tonnage up to put a pinnace in our vessel. That's what
you
it's called in Traveler, everyone. A little decorum here. They're called pinnaces. Oh my
okay,
God,
I was
we've lost
say,
the room.
I was fine until I saw Bailey laughing.
Exactly.
I was going to say, whoever put that in the rules knew what they were doing.
Well, that's questionable. Anyway,
hey, I want to sell this game to 13-year-old
boys.
We
need to pronounce it with the Italian pronunciation, Panacci.
Oh, that sounds much better.
Take the Panacci.
Or is it
Pinocchio?
Exactly.
So you hop on a Panacci.
Exactly. Perfect.
You head down to the surface of Eureka.
That's a flying.
And make your way to your mom's place.
So, yeah. So do we like? I assume there's like. I guess we'd like take a taxi from.
Yeah, you'll go down
places.
To a landing pad.
Okay.
And then you'll take a taxi out.
All right, so we'll get in the taxi, and you can whatever you want, and so we'll get in the taxi, and Tassan will give the guy an address, and as we're going there, you guys will notice that the neighborhood just starts to get dicier and dicier.
Oh.
So. But,
as someone who grew up as a belter, this is like really good neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got air. They have oxygen here.
I grew up on a meteor.
Right. So this is a rich garden planet, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You'll just notice the neighborhood is really dicey.
A crappy
high population and garden, but not rich.
Oh, okay. High population. Yeah. High population, high tech. Or average tech. And,
no, it's high tech.
Oh, is it high tech? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then you'll just notice, like, I mean, so basically when the taxi pulls up, it's the equivalent of a project. So
okay. Mm. Tassan, has your family long lived in this area, or they moved? Did you grow up? Is
Ever
this
since
where
I
you grew up?
As a kid, we lived here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. And is it just your parents, or who else?
It's just my mom.
Just your mom.
Rikus might still be living there. I'm pretty sure that Shailene has moved out. I'm not too sure. I haven't seen her in a while.
Oh, and these
how many siblings do you have?
I have an older brother, Rikus, and my sister Shailene. She's my twin sister, Shailene.
There's two of you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's two of me. Or, well, there's two of us. Me and her. Me and Shailene.
Does she do computers?
Oh, no. Not at all.
What's her passion?
she's real outgoing and real super friendly. And I don't know. I haven't seen her like in 8 years, since before I went to college. She didn't go to college, and so but she's real outgoing, real friendly, super pretty. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a while.
So they're not identical.
Right, yeah.
Since she's super pretty.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Bird. We've never seen Tassana dress.
Right. No, you never have, and you never will.
That's fair.
Well, I'll never say never.
So as you wrap up this conversation, the taxi stops, and he's in front of like one of those apartment buildings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you sure this is where you guys are wanting to go?
Yeah, this is it. This is home.
Okay. Well, then you're home.
All right, thanks.
And you swipe your, you know, chip to pay for it, and there's someone on the corner possibly selling drugs. Oh. You never know. There's a random stray dog running down the street.
All right.
Collapsed old building a couple blocks over with rubble in it and some maybe old abandoned vehicles inside of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good.
And you're in front of your home.
Where I grew up. All right. Well, mom lives on the fifth floor, just 2 doors down from the elevator, so we'll just go up there and mom should be there. I mean, it's where she lives.
So, sounds great.
All right. Yeah.
So you head up. The elevator is and just as bad as it was when you last lived here. It goes up a little bit and then kind of you think it's going to get stuck, and then it keeps going up again, and then it gets to the fifth floor, it stops, and just long enough for it to be awkward, it doesn't open. And you start to wonder, I think we're going to die in this elevator, and then it ding, and opens up. And you walk out, and you go down your home,
okay,
your mom's apartment.
All right.
And you stand before the door.
And I'll just try to open it.
And it's locked.
Okay. All right. Is it a code, or is it a key, or is it a?
This one has. I mean, it's high tech, so right. It's old, but it's got like a keypad.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll put my thumb on it, like, you know, like that's the way to unlock it or whatever, right?
So you do your thing, and you hear it start to unlock.
Oh, okay.
And all the locks unlock.
Oh, okay. All right, all the locks unlock.
You know, it's like it's got two deadbolts.
All right, well, it's going, guys.
Okay, so as you open the door, you get like 3 inches in, and then the door comes to a sudden halt.
Oh.
And you slam into it briefly, and there's those little chains.
Oh.
They go across and lock it from the inside, and you hear from inside, "Who's trying to come in?"
It's me, Mom. It's Tassan.
Tassan?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry for your mom having this voice.
Well, you can change it.
And she goes... You hear some footsteps coming. My boy isn't on the planet anymore.
Yeah, I just got here a couple of days ago. We just got in with my friends here.
And this lady, this pops her face into a little 3-inch crack. And she, how old is your mom, by the way?
So Tassan is 26, so she's probably about 46, 40, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, I'm glad I asked that, because I have no idea
or 44.
How old I should
she's
make
4 years older than me.
Yeah.
So she leans over, and she looks to be in pretty good shape for her age. Obviously, someone who stays busy, probably work, and not a bad-looking lady. She looks over and she goes, "Her eyes get big. My word, Tassan!"
Yeah.
She whams, shuts the door and undoes the chain, opens the door back up, and she invites you in. She gives you a big hug, and then realizes that there are two other
companions.
People. And how are you two dressed, by the way, Jadis?
So I would be in. So I would have like a. What amounts to street clothes, but I have a cloak that goes over that. I usually have a ceremonial staff, and the way it works is it's in 3 pieces, and you can like unscrew it, and it's like a little bag. So basically, it's with me, but it's not, I'm not, you know, I don't have it out.
Gotcha.
But you know, I don't have like my ACR or anything like that.
Well, I know because you guys are coming off of that kind of naval parties.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Still, actually,
if you change clothes or if you stay.
No, actually, we'd be like in formal attire, then that being the case. I would still be in have a cloak, but underneath would be like more of a.
Okay, well, you would have
Navy.
Still yeah. Let you guys if you wanted to change.
No, I think we want to probably. Admiral Kane, I think we probably want to stay dressed up to make a good impression on Sansa's mom.
Yeah, I'd be in my uniform.
Yeah. So we're both in. Now I've got my.
So you were captain.
Yeah.
And you were an admiral.
Yeah.
So she excited to see Tassan, And she's always excited. She's one of those ladies who, despite the hardships and the work, she hasn't let her beat her personality down.
Right.
She's very happy. And she sees these two gentlemen. She's, gentlemen. She kind of nods her head and, please don't tell me my boy's in trouble now.
No, not at all.
Quite the opposite. He is in good standing with our ship, and he is actually one of our crew. We're very happy to have him with us.
You got a job on a spaceship? And she like squeezes your cheeks. I'm so proud.
Well, I'm actually like part of the ownership of the thing. We signed this contract while we were coming in, and so yeah, I'm actually like part owner of the.
And her eyes
like,
get huge.
Well, not really owner, but like part of the company.
No, you're a part owner in the vessel.
All right.
Her eyes get really big. My son owns part of a spaceship.
Yes.
She's like, wow, you've done well for yourself. Well, come in. And she waves you in.
So as we walk in, Desan will be like, oh, mom, hey, I was gonna leave this with you. And he reaches in his duffel bag, and he pulls out this hologram puck, mm-hmm. and he clicks it on, and when it first does the hologram, it looks like a trophy, right? But then the hologram kind of shifts into like a model of DNA, and then it shifts back into a trophy. It's just kind of constantly changing, and then it changes like into some cybernetic stuff like that, right? So it's a hologram, but that's and like, oh mom, here's that award I told you I won, and so
the Jeladon Award for Advancement in Biomechanical Sciences.
Yeah, mom, here, I thought you could have this. I thought you'd want that.
Whoa.
And that's like
and it's big. It's probably 2 or 3 feet tall when the hologram is.
Tassan, where did this come from?
I won this award when I was at Glaxon Megacorp for my work in cybernetics.
The Glaxon Megacorp awarded you this award?
No. Let me see. It was.
The Jeladon is it's an organization that was the Jeladon organization, and they give out this award.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jeladon was on an out-of-game level. If you want to roll like a science-related skill that you might have. Actually, do you have science as a skill plus intelligence?
I don't have science, so I think I'm not going to roll. I'm going to be ignorant.
I got a 6.
Okay, so...
Looks pretty.
Maybe you've heard, there are science awards, but you don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But Tassan would know it's...
Yeah,
it's the Jeladon Association that gives out these awards.
Yeah, it's the Jeladon Award for Advancement in Biomedical Science. And so, I won that like a year ago. A couple months ago?
You're a computer guy. So was it because you were on a team working on biomedicine or something?
No, so when I worked at Glaxon Megacorp, I wrote some code for cybernetic implants. I actually, my specialty is cybernetic implants, and so I wrote this code that allowed for the cybernetic implants to constantly be learning and improve themselves. And the code was revolutionary, so they gave me this award.
That's awesome.
Impressive.
Yeah. That's what I do.
What'd you name it?
Oh, yeah. It was Cybernetic Self-Improvement Artificial Intelligence Algorithm, or CIASA, for short.
CIASA.
Okay.
That's yeah. Cool. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's really, it's what it is. I mean, it's very descriptive, right? It's, but yeah. Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. So, that's what I did at Glaxon Megacorp. And then.
Does any sorrow overcome Tassan as he recalls the story?
No, not really. No, not that part of it. No.
Okay.
No. He doesn't. Not that. So. Hmm. So it just allows cybernetic implants to continually learn and adapt and get better.
Hmm. Right. I'd love to hear more sometime, maybe over dinner.
I would love to hear all about how my.
So, mom, you can hold on to that and keep it. I thought you'd like to have it for, you know, just. I thought it would look good in here.
She looks like. Because they're like, oh, very emotional. I can't believe it. You sure you won't leave this? You earned this.
Oh, no. It's okay, Mom. Oh. No, help you remember. And, you know, there's not much room for it on the ship.
Yo, did you buy a small ship?
No, it's a pretty good size ship, I think.
I say, if you'd like, I can show you what it looks like. And I pull out a data wafer and say, can we put this into your player?
Sure. And hers is outdated. Her player. It's very old.
That's like, fine. I'll pull
second out. Time, second kind of market. It's like way down.
I'll pull out my personal computer and kind of
tertiary market.
If she wants to watch it.
And she offers you beverages. You know, if you
want
water, make some tea.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
The cat's claw, crafted on Eureka.
And then as you walk her through the ship, and
there's
she's
a talking
very,
video.
She's very impressed and kind of blown away. And obviously Tassan has a high IQ, right? And that comes from somewhere. And you notice that, though clearly not someone who has been had access to great education, she makes comments about the ship that strike you as someone who is fairly intelligent, right?
Okay.
She comprehends things in a non-professionally educated kind of way, if that makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Very layman comprehension terminology, but she grasps a lot of stuff that most people maybe don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
She makes you tea, water, whatever you want. Do you, Jadis, are you wearing anything to indicate your spin word orthodoxy?
I'm not. Well, the cloak itself is somewhat, there's a styling to the cloak that's somewhat indicative that you're somehow affiliated with the clergy. It doesn't tell your rank, like if you're a priest or a bishop or something, but it would suggest that I'm a member of the Rimward Orthodox.
Okay. So she'll ask a question. So is that, I noticed that cloak you got there, is that... Are you a member of the Rimward Orthodox?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And as a matter of fact, I'm an ordained priest. I served as a chaplain during the later part
she
of
interrupts
my...
She interrupts you and goes, oh, she makes a cross. She goes, oh, God, save my son.
Hmm. I look over to San and I says, this is my prayer daily.
I meant from you. and you...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You're remembering, oh, yeah, my mother is... forward.
Oh yeah, and I can tell when she does a sign of the cross, they do it the opposite way. They end on instead of ending on the heart, they end on the other side of the chest.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like a mirror image, and it's like,
And then she kind of smiles. She says, "No, I'm sure you're fine. I'm sure you're fine."
Yeah. Well,
he could pray for Rikus.
He could, and that boy needs all the prayer he can get.
Is that your older brother?
Yeah, Rikus is my older brother. Yeah, yeah.
So
is Rikus around, Mom? Have you seen him recently?
Yeah, he comes by from time to time and says hi. He keeps offering to get me out of this place, but, well, this is where you boys grew up, and this is home for me, and I'm okay here.
What about Shailene? Is she still on planet, or is she here? Or?
She's still on planet. Okay. She stays occupied.
Okay. I haven't seen her in a long time, since, like, before I went to college.
I'm not really sure. She doesn't come around all that much. I'm not sure. I get the impression she might be a bit ashamed.
Oh, that's too bad.
Her past, but you know, you gotta remember your past. Gotta remember your past. And she starts making some lunch sandwiches, maybe some soup.
I'm looking at Tassan question with a sort of question mark in my the way my eyebrows are furrowed, like past. What is going on?
What I mean, well,
I'm not going to ask questions. I'm just curious.
Oh, you're just looking at me.
I'm just looking at you. I'm not actually asking you about it, but
okay.
You can tell I'm wondering what the story is.
I guess I can call Rikus. I just need to talk to him for a little bit. I just making sure you two are on good terms and all that still. I didn't want to invite him here if y'all weren't on good terms.
Well, he knows how I feel about what he does.
Okay.
But he can come.
Okay.
You're in town. It's a special occasion.
Oh,
I'll allow it.
Okay. All right. So I'll,
just as long as he knows I'm not the one extending the invitation. And you get a sense of like, disappointed bitterness in the tone of her voice, right?
All right,
she's doing the very that old school like parent, like no, I'm standing my ground. I'm disappointed in you, and I'm not going to be the one to invite you.
Okay, standing firm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll step out in the hallway and ring up Rikus.
Okay,
right, and just if he answers, I'll tell him I'm at the house. Or I'm at Mom's place, and
well, so you call up and the phone answers and it's not Rikus.
Oh,
yeah. What can I do for you?
Yeah, this is Tassan. I need to talk to Rikus. Isn't this Rikus's number?
Yeah, Rikus. This is Rikus's number.
Well, can I talk to Rikus?
Tassan who?
Tassan Nar, his brother.
Oh, hang on a minute.
All right, who are you?
He's
already gone.
He's like, hang on a minute. Yeah, he comes back up and he says. Yeah, he's not here at the moment, but he'll be back.
Okay, could you just tell him? Could you tell him I'm at Mom's place?
I'll let him know.
All right.
Anything else, kid?
No.
Good.
All right. Hangs up.
Very short.
All right. So I'll come back. Yeah, Rikus will be here after a while.
So she makes lunch and soup, sandwiches, and pretty rudimentary, and you guys converse and you catch her up on events. Do you tell her about Yance?
Yeah, I'll tell her in broad terms, right? I'll tell her...
I almost died like yeah. 7 times.
Oh, no, I'll emphasize that part. Like how deadly it was and how horrible it was and there was no technology on Yance and how horrible that was. And yeah, so...
And your son was very courageous.
Yeah, she's glad to hear that. And she fills you in on things have been going on. She's still working. She's only doing one job now, though, because Rikus has started like mailing her checks and like providing her some income.
Oh, okay.
So she doesn't have to work as much. And she's not... Clearly, she's not happy to be taking his money, but... You know, she's been working so hard all the time.
Right.
So there's this, like very unsettled aspect to her character as she talks right. about, you know, he's giving me money, and she gives him most of it away that she gives him, specifically. She keeps just enough that she needs, and everything else she just gives away.
Oh, okay.
Cool. She doesn't talk about how much. And your sister, she hasn't really heard from in a while. She's been off making something of herself, and, you know, it's... She gets as it comes out, you realize that maybe your sister is staying away because she's embarrassed of having grown up here.
Right, right.
Beginning to make something of herself, it's like, oh, this is my shame.
Right. So Tassan will, he'll send Shailene just a text, right? I'm assuming,
gotcha.
You know, right? He'll just send a text like, hey, I'm on planet probably for the next day or two at mom's.
That's it. And your mother, you could tell she's very saddened
right.
by Shailene not communicating. And near the end of lunch, though, you get a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Your communication.
All right.
Your ID is your brother, Rikus.
Oh, okay.
You want to take it inside, or?
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it inside.
Okay,
yeah.
So you see, hello, and he's...
Hey, Rikus.
Tassan?
Yeah, what's up? Hey, Rikus, how you doing?
This is a weird day for you to show up on planet.
What? Yeah, why?
Are you still at mom's house?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be here for a while, probably until a little bit after dinner or something.
I can be there shortly.
Okay, great.
I
haven't seen you in a long time. Since the last time I was on Eureka, like, what was that, a year ago or so?
I wish things were better than they are.
Okay.
I'll see you soon. We'll chat then.
All right, good.
Bye.
Bye.
And he gets off the phone.
All right, hey, well, Rikus is going to come over kind of soon, so.
Oh,
and she looks
nice.
A little happy, but also not happy. Like, yay, my son's coming home. But not. So time passes by, and your brother shows up. Not too long; it's within the hour he shows up.
Okay.
And you know, there's a knock on the door, and even though he could come in, he just knocks. He doesn't come in.
I'll go open the door.
And you open. And he's like, "Hey, first thing he says is, 'Is mom still mad?'"
Yeah.
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 Do you think she'll let me come in?
Yeah, she'll. She knows I invited you over.
Okay.
But it was my idea. She's told me to tell you that.
And you notice there's also there's two other guys with him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They look very traditional, as what you would expect to be running with him.
Right.
He looks much better dressed than they do.
Oh, okay. All right.
And maybe it catches you off guard.
Yeah. That's not what I expect.
Because it's not what you would expect.
Right.
And he says, look, we need to talk in the hallway.
Okay. All right.
Away from mom's ears.
Okay.
And so you shut the door into the hallway, and he steps you aside, and he says, something has happened.
Where?
With Shailene.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, it did happen today.
What? I just got here yesterday, like maybe yesterday?
I don't know. I don't think it's related. It has to do with me.
Oh.
There's been a rival group pushing for territory. And
are you still just working the corner down here?
Oh, no.
What?
You may not do what I do, but intelligence runs in the family. I've had some pretty good plays for us.
Oh.
And I've been promoted. I run my whole section now.
Oh, okay.
But I'm abutting this new group showing up, and they're pushing for territory. Now, you guys are still inside.
We're not hearing this. Right.
We're just talking.
He goes, but when they found out who I was and who Shailene was, they took her.
What?
And now they're using her as leverage to try to get me to give up territory.
Oh.
Yeah. It puts me in a weird spot because I'm pretty new to this position. After some really good moves and some gains we got based on plans I put together.
Could these two guys go to the end of the hall? I got something that I got to tell you that...
Sure, he motions and they step away so they're not hearing you.
Are you in charge of the 2-3 going to Yance?
I don't know specifically to Yance, but what were they doing on Yance?
They were like guards?
I played a part in setting that up.
Okay.
I saw an opportunity for making some cash with some legit work. So we've been hiring some guy or more reliable people out to, you know, reliable in the sense they won't cause trouble to be security people.
So,
for missions where discretion is paramount.
Yeah. So, crazy story. That's what I thought you were coming to talk to me about. So there, on my way here, I was on the ship and our ship crashed on Yance.
What?
Right? Yeah. So when I got kicked
out
of...
alive? Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
That was more of a rhetorical statement.
When I got kicked out of Glaxon Megacorp, I got to talk to you about that too.
Yeah, I took care of that.
Well, wait, what? I mean...
I think it's best you don't know about it.
Because that Sandry guy looked like really messed up when he came back.
Oh, yeah. But it's...
Yeah, I think he was mad.
Oh, I put him in. He's in my pocket now.
Oh, okay.
That's part of what got me my position.
Well, I think that kind of got me fired.
When you came to me,
I mean,
last,
well, I quit because, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, okay. So, anyway, so we crashed on Yance.
So, you don't push him anymore on what he
did? No. I hear what he's saying. So, when we crashed on Yance, there were some 2-3 guys there.
Okay. Well, that must be... So we hire ourselves out to corporations who want security with extreme... with deniability, plausible deniability.
A misunderstanding happened, and the four of them died.
What do you mean a misunderstanding happened?
So we crashed, and...
On them?
No, like, I don't know, several miles away, and then they didn't come help us, and so... We thought, and then they sent these attack dogs on us that they're making in Yance, and we thought they put them on us, and they pointed their guns at us, and then the Admiral and Jadis, they're really good shots, and so...
Who were the Admiral and Jadis?
You don't know.
I don't know.
so they're people I met on the ship, and now I'm part of their ship, right?
It's the one that
Cat's
crashed.
Claw. No, that was another. That was a passenger ship.
Gotcha.
So I met them on the passenger ship that crashed, the Tenderfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Go figure. Tenderfoot, it crashed, right? And so its systems were really old, and I was trying to update them, and it was a whole big mess. Anyway, so it crashed on Yance, mm-hmm. and I met the Admiral, and I met this Harkoon, who's a, you know, Harkoons, they're pretty rare, but I met one, and this other guy, Jadis.
Tassan, is there a short version of this? Because did hear me say our sister's been kidnapped. Right.
Right. And so I remember that part. And so, yeah, so there was a misunderstanding, and the Admiral and Jadis, and not the Harkoon, he wasn't there, but I was there. I threw my gun down. And so anyway,
there's a Harkoon now.
And so now, anyway, Henrik and Vasco and Abel and Malik, they died.
I think I might have known Malik.
Okay, well, he's dead.
Well,
I reached my bag and I have a few things that I grabbed from their locker. So here's what I had from four of them.
He takes them.
I got this out of their lockers. They didn't have much.
Well, thanks for bringing it back.
Okay.
And you said your guys, and to be honest, this is the line of work.
Okay.
You know, people die when we do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was always surprised you didn't get shot once on the corner.
Well, I've been shot.
Oh, I've been shot too!
Well, we can swap stories later.
Okay.
But I'm very intrigued by these people you say took out the guards.
Yeah, they're inside with Mom, Admiral Amosorian Kane, and Jadis.
This is fortuitous because I
still have those. Stun gloves I showed you I had last time. And I pull them out of my pocket. I still have those. Remember, you had me get those last time.
Yeah.
I still got them.
I need to try to resolve this thing with your sister's name,
Shailene.
Shailene again.
Okay. DL, we need to get Shailene.
I don't want to use my own guys to deal with it because I don't want to look like I can't protect.
You know
my
what
own.
I was thinking? I think there's like some on the ship. There's some like hidden cargo, so we could probably put some. I could probably put something in there.
No, I don't need. I don't need her off planet. I need to get her out of captivity.
Oh, okay. All right. But I'm saying, if you have anything that needs to go somewhere, we have like some hidden place on the ship.
Well, that's up to her. But
okay. Well, no, I meant for like two for you guys.
Oh.
For the 2-3, if you guys need something off planet, I might be able to get it off planet.
I'll keep that in mind
to help out, because you helped me with Chandry.
Yes, and it helped myself in the process too. But
yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh okay. Good. All right.
So, you think your friends can help?
Yeah. They're really great guys. Admiral and Jadis is
like
a major
straight and narrow law followers, right?
They're, yeah, a little bit.
Let's meet them.
Okay. Well, oh, and they're in uniform, so don't be worried about that. That was because the Admiral's ship is...
Are they still serving?
No. They're retired.
That's fine.
Right.
And he motions over to the guards with him and gives them the stuff. And he says, hey, hold on to this. Stay outside. Keep an eye out for things. And then he comes in. So incoming with Tassan, look, you can see he's got enough similarities. He looks like his brother. He's a little bit older, but he's pretty well-dressed. And he... So Tassan doesn't walk around like a coward, but his brother, he walks in and he has that, like, the walk swagger. And the swagger of someone who's had some success in very challenging environments, right? So they develop this level of confidence that comes out of that. So it's not that Tassan doesn't have confidence, he just, it's very different, right? So this guy comes in and he sees you and he says, gentlemen, so you must be Admiral... that I've been hearing about.
Yes, and your name is?
He says, I'm Rikus, and he reaches out to shake your hand.
Rikus? You may call me Amasaurian. It's nice to meet you. Rikus.
Rikus Narn, and he says, and you are Jadis, I'm assuming.
I am Jadis Gant, yes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Rikus Narn. And when he comes in, he says, hi, Mom, and Mom's like, she goes, you're still working like you have been? And he says, yes, Mom. And she says, well, there's a sandwich, and then she leaves. Then she goes in the other room. So she still gives him a sandwich, but she goes in the other room.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to Tassan, Tassan, is your sister coming over? Is she going to be able to join us?
Actually, about that.
Yeah.
We
need your help.
Due to work-related problems, our sister has been kidnapped.
What? Kidnapped?
It's a long story.
Let's contact the authorities immediately.
We can't do that.
You just, why?
Just trust me. It'll end worse for everyone, including her, if we do that. I need to get her out without involving authorities and without involving people of my organization.
Organization?
Yes.
I look over at Admiral Kane, and then I look back at Rikus. Well, first of all, then I look back to Tassan.
What's going on with your family?
Yeah, Tassan, this is very concerning about your sister.
Yeah, she was, Rikus said she was just, well, we don't want to tell you too loud, I don't want Mom to hear. She was just kidnapped yesterday.
Kidnapped? My dear, and we can't call the authorities.
It's a gang of thugs that have taken her to try to use a leverage against me. And bringing the authorities in, I think, is the quickest way to get her dead.
So it sounds like there's some criminal gang type of activity or mafia type activity.
They're a local up and coming gang that have been causing problems.
Okay.
A certain area of the city, and it's my job to deal with them.
Well, Admiral Kane and I, of course, are friends of Tassan, and by extension, anyone in Tassan's family is going to be someone that we hold dear. But I have to ask, Rikus, are you involved in the mafia? Or some criminal organization that's a rival? I mean, why would she be kidnapped?
Sorry, I want to say, you mean the jacuzzi?
Have you been in the jacuzzi?
Rikus didn't go to college, and so...
No.
And
no,
dad,
I understand.
Dad left after Charlene and I were born.
I'm not judging. I just want to understand...
I need to do to make a living. Involved. I am involved in some...
Rikus wouldn't let me help.
No. Yeah. One of us needed to do something, but I didn't want him in the same life. Or the sister. Fortunately, she's got pulled in against her will. But yes... I won't lie to you. I am involved.
Do you think you know where she is?
Gang activity.
Yeah. So, okay. Wow. This is quite the news. Where do you think she is? And is she in imminent danger, or what's likely to happen in the normal course of events?
I'm supposed to meet with them to negotiate out deals to get her freed, and it all has to do with territorial control, largely. So I think I don't know where she's kept. We need to figure out where she's kept. The problem I'm in is our guys are pretty easily identifiable. If I send my people snooping around, and they're more likely than not to get wind of it. And I don't like the possible outcome for my sister if that happens.
Well, let me ask you this, to think of alternatives that are potentially peaceful solutions. If you ceded the territory, I presume the territory is important because it's your livelihood. Is that right?
Yes. Well, it's not just mine. I report to superiors, and they won't let me cede that territory.
Okay, well, perhaps if you ceded the territory and left on our ship, and you and your mother relocated.
No, despite troubles like this, I've got a good life. It pays quite well, and I'm proving to be very adept at it.
I wonder how good it is when your sister gets kidnapped.
Yeah, let me be very clear. I'm not going to violate any kind of imperial laws, so I just want to be very clear here. If there's a way that we can assist, then we'll do so, but I will not violate laws and threaten this enterprise that I've just started my life in.
All I'm asking for is help getting her out.
It seems like
how you get her out, I don't.
Well, it seems like you have a path that you choose not to take.
A path I can't take.
You can. You just are choosing not to take it.
No, trust me, Admiral. I won't tell you how to operate your naval life. Don't tell me how to operate my life.
Trust is not something that is in a high abundance right now. So,
I haven't been here in 8 years, so I could. Well, I could that's probably sneak in someplace.
None of you are part of the 2-3, or would be identified as even connected
true.
To me.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
So if I need to find out where she is without showing my hand. Well,
so
if I can't get her out.
Just to speak hypothetically for a moment, if Admiral Kane and I were to assist in locating her, maybe even in getting her out, because perhaps we could, without violating any imperial laws, if we know of someone in this distressful situation, perhaps we could make a citizen's arrest, or perhaps do something that would be considered very minor in terms of imperial law to get her out. When she's back, is she just going to come back home? It seems like they would kidnap her again. Or,
well, that's up to her. I would encourage her to leave, but so,
okay,
I
like
can't
leave the planet.
Leave.
Okay, right.
Or at
can't
least
make
move
her.
To a different this part of the.
So the idea is, we figure out where she is, and I can start hacking and doing that.
Get her out if you can.
Right? And then you guys cause a distraction, and we go in and get her and just get her out.
I'm okay with that.
Right. So none of that's
illegal. The end result I'm after is getting
we're
finding where
captive.
She is and getting her out of captivity.
Right. None of that's illegal.
Tassan, I'd like to talk to you privately.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
And I'll not be part of that conversation. I'm going to stay with Rikus and the others and just kind of give you some alone time.
So we step out in the hallway?
Yeah.
Tassan, as an agent of the Empire, I'm not going to do breaking and entering. I'm not going to kill an Imperial citizen. I'm not going to injure an Imperial citizen illegally. So just to let you know very clearly that I will attempt to locate your sister. I will help if there's an opportunity to get her out. I will be glad to call in military forces, if possible, or at least the local police, using my status. But I will not violate the law, and I mean that in any form of the law. I mean, I will not attack an Imperial citizen. I will not injure them. I will not assault them in any way, shape, or form. I'm glad to try and locate your sister. I'm also glad to call the authorities right now. Once we can isolate where they are, bring them in. They can help extract your sister. We will safely get her off planet. I'm glad to do that, but I will not violate the law. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I understand you. Yeah. Yeah.
And Tassan, growing up here, you would know just the life.
Right.
And if they get a whiff of cops coming like that,
you know
it would end poorly.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Tassan, I apologize, but my entire life, what I've stood and stood for, I can't have that violated on your brother unwilling to make a tough choice to save your sister, which is to give up his drug empire or whatever he's doing that's illegal. But I'm more than happy to try and help locate your sister as long as I'm not involved in violating a crime or committing a crime against the Empire.
Yeah, I mean, I just, growing up here, life's just more gray, right? I mean, you just do what you gotta do.
I grew up as a belter. I also didn't violate laws as a belter. We had an honest living. We pillaged asteroid belts, and we flew place to place, and we scrounged for dollars, but we never violated the law. We also supported others and didn't kidnap people to use them as leverage, and so I find this barbaric, to be honest with you.
No, I don't like that my twin sister's kidnapped. I mean,
I don't either. In fact, that's the only reason why I'm still here.
Right. I don't like that at all, but you know,
moral conundrum.
Right. Yeah. Well, I understand that, and you know, you don't have to do anything. I'll figure it out.
No, I don't think that. I think what I'm fine doing is, if you want to start hacking it, I'm an expert in electronic warfare and sensors, bugging. I can start trying to place bugs, try and figure out we can get a comm on these people. We could use your intel. I've got some other ideas and things that we can do. I just let you know that I'm not going to violate the law. We can skirt the edge of it, but I'm not going to violate. I'm also not going to assault an Imperial citizen unless they draw a weapon on me first. We also realize the tech level of this planet. If we carry weapons and are caught on this planet, we can carry blades. So we're going to be running into a place with swords against men that might be armed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's... No, I know. Okay. Well, I mean, there's people here with arms. There's people in this building with arms.
I'm sure they are. Right. I am not.
I mean, the two guards that your brother has have clearly have arms, and yeah. Your brother's probably packing, too.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I know that. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's something you definitely would have noticed in this neighborhood. The law is more loosely enforced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Not that, you know... Yeah. That's green light to abuse it. It's just, that's the neighborhood. Right. Inside, mm-hmm. when that conversation is going, Rikus.
I probably spelled it Rikus, but it's Rikus.
Rikus. He talks to you some and he says,
This is after they come back in?
Well, like, they go outside and he has a brief conversation. He's a little jaded.
Yeah.
I do regret having, putting you and your friends in this position, but... I'm trying to think through a way to solve this issue. If you say no, I understand. I'll figure out a different alternative.
I'm not inclined to leave people in dire straits. Yeah. I've served with Admiral Kane for a while, so I expect he's out in the hallway lecturing Tassan on the finer points of Imperial law.
Well, that's good. He needs someone to keep him in line.
As for me, of course I respect the law. But
ask me, I'll kill anybody.
I just want you to know that I value human life above all things, and I value the lives of others above my own. And so if there, when the Admiral and Tassan come back in, we'll have some discussions. If there's a possibility of negotiation or perhaps me going and being in her place or anything like that, I would happily do that. I value my life, but not above those of others. So,
well, I appreciate that offer, but I don't think you have this. You would have, no offense, you have no leverage over
no
me.
No leverage, to do anything. Yeah, I wasn't thinking so.
I'm kidnapping you.
I thought I'd mention it.
I have no, all I care about is getting a route.
I understand.
So whether or not you have to violate the law to do that isn't a concern of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, these guys, this group that's taken her, they are not of like mind.
About valuing life?
Or violating the law.
Violating the law. Oh.
They are, well, they're a criminal organization.
What do you know?
So whatever they need to do to make a profit, they'll do it. Like kidnap someone like innocent as my sister, who, just for the record, she's not involved in the life. I've managed to keep both of them out of it. And you say what you guys say, and that's when you guys are going to walk in.
Yeah. So I just kind of nod my head in affirmation and say nothing else.
Hassan, do you need access to a high-powered data port or something so you can actually look at cameras or anything in the area?
Are you still in the hallway?
No, we're coming back.
Oh, you're back? Okay.
Yeah. I think we should set up we need to start getting surveillance and try and figure out where she's located.
Well, it's a big city.
If you can hack traffic cameras, if you can hack surveillance cameras, things like that, to try and get any kind of visual recognition, that's what I would do personally if I was coming.
Rikus chimes in. Well, it's a big city, and odds are she's not on the streets right now. I could tell you
where was she taken
areas.
From. Where was she taken from? We should start there.
I could tell you the area she lives in, where she works, and you could most likely places. I don't know where they took her. I know I've got a meeting with them, so I can attempt to negotiate stuff in that process to weed out information.
Is there anything you could give them while you're in the meeting? I could plant a bug on it. We could actually track the bug back to them.
I can attempt. I can also tell you some locations where you would find some of this gang. And you can bug
them. Which gang is this, Rikus?
What is the name of this gang? Let me look at my paper here. Oh, the Scorpicus.
Scorpicus?
Mm-hmm. That's Rikus's gang?
No.
The rival gang? Okay.
Well, no one has mentioned the name of Rikus's gang.
You did, actually.
Did I?
Yeah, you did, actually.
In the in the hallway or in
no,
the
No, in front of them, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's okay. I don't know that they caught it. No, so, okay, so Tassan will open up his laptop and start, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'll start hacking on them, try to find guys and try to find communications between them, right, and see if I can find anything on that side. I'll see what I can find, Rikus.
Well, that works. I don't know...
I mean, there's, you know,
who you might start with on that front.
I'll just start with that, and there's probably some stuff on the dark web here on Eureka, and they're probably back channeling, and you know, they probably have secret connections there. They think they're secret, but I can probably hack them. Yeah.
And for what it's worth, gentlemen, I have enough sway I can easily sweep away the killing of my men with this. I'll do it anyway, but just know that won't be... No one will come seeking retribution.
Oh, good. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm not sure what you're implying.
Those guards you took out on Yance.
Yeah, I told him about the guys that died on Yance. Yeah, because they're 2-3, and that's Rikus's gang.
That's us.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what we grew up in.
Oh, you're
the... So your people are responsible
you're the two,
for us.
3?
No, they're not scientists. They're just hired out as private security.
Yeah,
trust me, those guys are not.
Oh, that's
scientists.
Right. Out of character. That's right. I remember you saying that. Yeah.
Do you have any intelligence on what was going on in that place?
No idea. Didn't even know they were on that planet until he told me earlier.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, we hire out to individuals who want extra layers of discretion and plausible deniability. So yeah.
Admiral Kane, I think we may want to take a long, hot shower after this is over.
And if he gives you the means to contact him.
Okay.
And if I figure anything out in the meantime, I will pass it your way. But I would check out these corners, and you could pull up like a digital map or whatever.
Right.
Here's some places you can go looking to find some of the members of the Scorpicus, sorry. And here's the area where my sister lived and where she works. So you guys have those zones you can check out.
Yep.
Whether and then contact me if you figure anything out. I'll do the same. And I am very grateful for your help.
Very, very good.
And then he leaves.
Okay.
What was the name of the gang again that your sister...
Scorpia?
Scorpicus. S-C-O-R-P-I-C-A.
Scorpica. Mm-hmm. Admiral Kane... Well, actually, out of character, what would Jadis know about the law level of this planet with regard to stun weapons that are non-lethal?
It's a 7, so page 224.
It's a 7.
I believe bladed weapons are all you can use.
Yeah.
as John talks away from his mic.
All that's available. Actually, sorry, bladed weapons and stun weapons. Yep.
Are allowed. Ah,
yeah.
Well, I have...
yep. There
you go.
Well, I have my rapier on me. That's
yes, I've after the incidents of recent memory, I loaded up on stun weapons and stun grenades. That now the good. ACR that launches the stun grenades, I would not be able to bring down without breaking the local law codes, but they could be thrown.
Yeah, gentlemen, I have we should talk about tactics here. I'm very serious about what I said about violating the law. Couple things. One, I think we should do intelligence, see if we can locate her. There's nothing against trying to find people that have kidnapped someone illegally. Secondary, I'm glad to contact the appropriate authorities if needed. And Tassan, I'm going to say this to you directly, but if there's an opportunity to shut down this illegal activity beyond the scope of saving your daughter, saving your sister is a top priority. So that needs to happen in all cases. But I don't care if anybody else goes to jail in this process. You need to be very clear about that. If you're asking me to participate in this endeavor, at the end, if I have an opportunity to shut down illegal activity in this area, then I'm going to make sure that happens.
I mean, that'll be
tough.
Do you have any
streetwise, Tassan?
Huh?
Do you have any streetwise?
Yes, I do. I have a 0.
All right, you can make that roll. Make a quick streetwise roll. It's just a 6 target number.
So that's a 9 plus whatever attribute.
Okay.
Which I assume is int.
So you know, just having grown up here, that... Shutting, if you called the cops and somehow got her out safely, it would be like a drop in the bucket,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, you just know activity here, but yeah,
nothing's gonna everybody looks the other way until somebody's dead.
That's just Tassan knowledge, like, not at all meant as a deterrent to try to stop.
No, that's what I figured.
The reality of the situation is
Right.
Yeah. It's whack-a-mole.
Right.
So when T'Son is not in earshot, I'm going to pull Admiral Kane aside. Admiral Kane, I'm wondering if we could contact someone. I wonder, in fact, if Commander Steiger would be someone that either herself or someone she knows locally who's been here, spent more time here than perhaps we have, and knows more about the government, at least, could advise us on a hypothetical circumstance where if we called the authorities, the local authorities, to intervene, the odds of her actually being extricated.
I'm not, let me be clear, I agree with you and where you're going. I was going to call Commander Steiger and actually request the local detectives that are in this area, and that are the beat police, and go talk to them in my official capacity and express that we have an individual that needs to be extracted, but we would like the authority to do that, and with the approval of the local police force. And so with their approval, I'm more than happy to attempt something. But again, I cannot. We need to save T'Son's sister. That is the number one priority.
I agree. I guess
I cannot compromise my ethics and everything that I've built up in my life.
I agree. One thing I would like to verify is I've been on some star systems where the local Imperial authority is compromised and is either corrupt or ineffective, and I just like to make sure that's not the case.
That makes tons of sense. I agree.
Because that might be an extra mitigating factor in the decisions that we make.
Yeah, if we contacted them and found that out, then that would be dangerous. So that's a great point. So Commander Steiger would be a great place to start, given she's in naval intelligence.
I think so.
Yeah. Let's first try if we can do anything to locate the girl.
Okay, very good.
All right, so I would just start hacking away at whatever, right?
Okay.
And using Scorpia, right? That's just starting there at the reference and then just... I mean, he'll just spend hours hacking. He'll spend as long as you'll let me hack, right?
So just as a quick search, because, you know, there's public information. And,
right.
You know, the Scorpia's a gangs. It's been around for a while, just like a street-level kind of drug dealer is not equal power, and they've been... Right. In the news, they've been slowly growing and starting to acquire, actually have territorial control instead of just being a dealer.
Okay.
And that's created some tension in the area between them and some rivals, neighboring gangs.
Okay.
You know, it's just stuff like that you find out without having to hack anything.
Okay.
Any names of like a leader of the gang or anybody specific that's tied to even police or arrest dockets? Where someone's been arrested and they've been attributed to the Scorpius gang, so we get names of gang members.
Any arrests that you... Well, do a computer check on this one.
Okay.
Because maybe you get extra information.
Because you're awesome. Oh, yeah, he rolled on one.
Yeah, so that
he consistently, when he rolls computer-related skills, he rolls really, really well.
Yeah. Rolled an 11.
Rolled an 11, so that's a 15.
Okay. So,
it's only seven. That's only seven.
It was only 16.
Oh, yeah, dang it.
It's only seven. I think it's a 16. So, you pull up just the list of arrest dockets and stuff, and it seems like all the stuff you get, information you get, it's very low level people being arrested.
Okay.
You know, corner dealers and just runners, things along those lines. People maybe who operate some kind of, I don't know what they call them, like that drug house where people go and.
Right.
Just go get high or do whatever.
Right.
Flop house or whatever.
Yeah, flop house kind of thing. So you get information on those. You don't noticeably, you don't find anybody, this guy's apparently a lieutenant or very high up.
Right.
With that role, you do find a reference to someone who might have some more authority. Let me pull up my little list of names here.
Also, any legal counsel that's representing them, or does it look like these guys are just locked up and they go do their time?
A guy named Dorian. Sorry, what was that question again?
Any, like, these guys being represented by a legal counsel and there's a pattern of who's representing them, or is it these guys just go in and they're just locked up and
do their thing? These super low-level guys, no. Okay, you know, gotcha. But they're getting arrested for crimes. And
just trying to see if it's like the mob and they have like a high-level...
He's not actually a sergeant and like an officer, but the information you get from role-playing terms, maybe he's a kind of that level of authority in this organization.
Okay.
Right? someone with some authority, but he's not running the show.
Okay.
For Dorian. He did have legal
no last work. Name, just Dorian?
Just Dor. Oh, okay. Dorian.
It's fine.
His last name is Zaspan. Zaspan. Because that sounds cool.
It does sound cool.
I love a good Zaspan.
I need to write down Zaspan on my notes here. Give me 1 second, NPC. Dorian Zaspan.
And this guy was a guy that was arrested, or we think he might be more of a person in authority?
He was arrested. And he did have legal counsel that got him out. But because you rolled so smoking hot, there's some things in there. There's information that's missing mm-hmm. that is normally included.
Right.
Right?
In his police record or the arresting
In all of his information. It looks like when I say normally included, like it's you can't get your documentation approved as complete unless that information's there when you submit it.
Right.
But it's gone. So it had to have been remitted after the fact.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
So it's all been submitted, and it couldn't get submitted without being fully finished. And then someone went in and just redacted a bunch of information.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And just blank. So you can see, and you can also see digital signatures that it's been altered with timestamps and stuff.
Right.
To, in a way that suggests they're trying to cover something up or hide information to... Really, the only purpose this would serve would be protect him.
To protect him, okay.
And or his buddies.
Right, okay. Okay. All right, so then I'll just start...
What about the name of the law firm who protected him?
Oh, yeah.
I was about to... Was do about we to cheat him and how?
Do we cheat him and how?
Do we cheat him and how?
Do we cheat him and how?
Do
we? I almost threw out something. I've been watching a TV show.
Oh, I love Dewey.
Better Call Saul.
Oh,
and I almost threw out Hamlin. Hamlin. I was like, no, that's in the show. I know that. yeah, that's good. Do we cheat him and how?
Oh, no.
DCH. The old DCH law firm.
Yeah, DCH law firm.
DCH. Okay, cool. So at least we know DCH is basically helping... criminals get out.
Which, from a legal perspective, I mean, hey.
That's how you make money.
Yeah, if you're paid to defend someone, you do your job.
Right, yeah.
So, quick question. On the arrest, you get a general idea with the pattern of arrests that you got, given you got multiple arrests on where they basically operate, what their territory looks like, because you got multiple arrests. So I figure we can just see the addresses of those arrests.
Yeah, and then Rikus gave us where he thinks Shailene was when she got kidnapped, right?
Yeah, so on the pattern of arrests as far, the one, I guess, identifying pattern is it's pretty much all low-level people.
Okay.
And then what about location? Do we get an idea of the location of where the arrests are happening?
Those locations are all in or around the areas that Rikus said, hey, check here to find members of the gang.
Okay, good. Right. So we know kind of, is the contrary area like a couple of mile radius or is this like 50 mile radius?
It's
like they operate in all of Dallas. They operate in like in...
Like in that respect, it'd be like operating in Fort Worth.
Okay, so pretty big area.
So a large area, but it's not nowhere near the big chunk of it, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And that would fit the information you found just in your preliminary online search that they've been growing and snatching up territories and kind of swallowing up other small gangs very aggressively to grow.
All right. So then I'll start searching and seeing for like any type of video feeds or anything of that for the area that Rikus thinks Shailene was in, right? Any type of security footage or anything like that.
And this is taking time, too.
So yeah. No, I figured.
You're spending the better part of a day doing this.
Right.
There, just as a note, there's other way. This is good. If you wanted to, you can go do some streetwise stuff on the streets looking for information.
Right.
So there's a lot of other options, too. Okay, so make another hack. So you're trying to hack into basically CCTV.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be a little harder. That's a 10.
Okay. Another 11.
11.
Yeah. 14.
But I just think it's funny. If you're going to shoot a gun, you consistently roll under 5.
Oh, yeah.
His dice play his character.
His dice play the character for him is what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's a 15. Yeah.
Okay. This is going to take you like most of the evening and the better part of the night because you're going through video trying to identify your sister.
Right.
Because you don't know the exact time she was kidnapped, right?
Right.
She could have been kidnapped a day ago. She could have been kidnapped a week ago.
Right. And he just found out, right? Yeah.
I mean, he just found out about it. So
Am I able to find this, like, so...
Is there a video near your house?
Because that's what I was going to
work
to,
quickly right. isolate the time frame.
Right, yeah. So I would start with trying to figure out where Shailene lived. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah. So
bubble short.
Yeah.
Find
yeah,
the
yeah.
last known point and then work from there.
Yeah.
And that's so this is taking you the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Basically, you narrow it down to okay, here's where she lives. Here's some cameras that look at maybe the building she comes in and out of. Here's some cameras where she works. Then finding if you see her taken. And you don't see a video of her being taken.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there is she's there doing a routine, and then bam, she's not doing a routine, so she was caught somewhere.
Okay.
Right.
How many days ago did that happen?
That was just 2 days ago at this point.
Okay, that's good. And so she left her home, so she obviously wasn't captured at her home, it was someplace else.
Yeah, she left home, and...
So basically, I figure out she hasn't been home in 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Does your sister have any friends or people that... we know that we need to go talk to.
And she lives in, where she's living is in a much nicer area than where your mom's living. So she,
right.
you know, her mom mentioned she's making something of herself. And so,
I mean, we could go to Shailene's place, but I mean,
At this point, we don't want to tip our hand, but.
Well, I mean, they don't know us, right?
I don't know if you knew like a friend you could even call or.
No. We could go to her place and see if there's anything there.
Can you hack her email and just figure out who she's communicating with?
Yeah, I could probably do that, yeah.
Okay, back up from there.
Yeah. So I would try to hack her email and see if...
Last message she sent, last time she communicated.
So, Yeah, so I mean, the thought I have is trying to see if maybe she's in on this, right?
Oh,
right?
Gotcha.
I mean, not, yeah. you know, but it's like seeing that angle, right? Like,
maybe write that down. It's a good
hack her voicemail and her comm,
all that stuff.
Okay, so make another check.
All right.
And she's a 12.
Ooh, wow.
Because... You was always harping on her, have better security, because her brother's a tech genius.
That's when the dice failed me, so that is... that is still a... five. That's a seven.
Seven? Yeah. Even if it was an eight. Okay, so you don't... you're not able to hack into her stuff.
Okay.
To figure anything out there.
Okay.
You know your sister, though.
Right.
She's your twin. Special telepathic twinsies.
Oh, like the Wonder Twins.
Yeah. She's always been one that was kind of very put off by the life.
Right.
Gang life.
Right.
And she always saw herself as...
Above
that and better than that. Sometimes a little snooty.
Right.
And always dreamed of it. Her stories were always, I'm going to move out and I'm going to go make something big, maybe become a movie star.
Right.
Or something. Right, yeah. So... Knowing her, you don't think it's likely she's knowingly befriending members of a gang.
Right.
I mean, you haven't seen her in 8 years.
So right.
Who knows what's happened, but you just...
But it wouldn't make sense if she was...
Based on 8 years
If she was
ago,
intentionally
yeah,
getting in with that life.
That does seem like it would be weird.
All right. So then I guess I would spend the rest of the night then trying to search the video feeds around where Rikus thought she was taken. Right, and then my idea is do that the rest of the night, and then tomorrow I'll suggest why don't we go put feet on the ground and do some streetwise. Yeah. Right.
So you got a profile of that guy,
Dorian Zaspin.
And you in that profile is an image.
Okay.
So if you want to, you can use that image.
Oh yeah, definitely.
To as part of the image, you know, facial recognition software and stuff. So I'll let you have a plus two to your roll because you got that.
Okay.
Once I realize this is taking him a while, I'm going to head out and I'm going to head up to the starport. And so whenever you get a chance to cut over there, I'll do something real quick.
Sure. Okay.
13.
Okay. So you, as you're doing searching.
Well, I would have Shailene's, right? So I could try to.
Yeah.
Right, try to facial recognition both their faces.
Very true. So nothing pops up that you haven't already found about Shailene.
Okay.
But you do find this guy, Dorian. Are you looking... This is a questioner.
Okay.
Current live CCTV?
No. I would once I figure that Shailene hasn't been home in 2 days, then I would take the area that Rikus told us and I would try to put that in a bubble of like within 2 days plus or minus of that day.
Gotcha.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you Dorian shows up from time to time. Mostly, it looks like he's just doing street-level activity.
Mm-hmm. So the area that Rikus thinks she was last at before she went missing, is that the area that is that the area that Rikus gave us?
No, he said here's where she lives, here's where she works.
Okay. You know,
this is the area she's usually hanging out in, and then the other area was related to where the gang is most commonly active.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I guess I would take that and try to see where they merge, right? See if there's some place where, I mean, I guess they could go out of their way and go get her, right? But I'm trying to find the cross section of those two things, right? I'm trying to correlate the two to see if I can figure out if I can get the video footage of them taking her, if that helps us in any way. I don't know how it would actually now that I think about it. But
so there's no cross section. Like, she lives distinctively not near where they live.
Okay.
Okay. But you do find footage of Dorian milling about doing his daily activities as a gang member.
Okay.
But that's all. You're looking at old video footage.
Okay. Okay. Right. Yeah. I would. Yeah. And that. The idea was to try to search around the area where we thought she might. Right. There was a cross section.
The routes that Dorian moves about on does narrow. If you wanted, you could narrow the bubble down to that.
Has there been any footage of Dorian in the last 2 days since Shailene's gone missing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is some footage of Dorian.
Okay.
In those last 2 days.
In any of those days, is there like a license plate of a car, or is he always on foot? Is he?
No, you get a license plate of a car he's in.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you can get a license plate for a vehicle he's in. I'm sure
it's not really registered to where it.
It's registered to Dorian's Aspen.
Right. Address, with his address.
Even a line of work, a criminal enterprise.
Right. Yeah.
So Admiral, you hop on a taxi 30 minutes up into space. Oh, we'll be out on time. We'll pick up that next time.
Okay. All right, cool.
We'll pick up next time with Admiral Kane arriving at the space station to speak to his lovely Commander Steiger.
Dun, dun, dun. I have no idea what I'm doing.
No, I do not.
I have no idea what we're doing.
Nice.
You shall see.
All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
And
woo.
Thanks.
Maybe next time we'll
just sounds worried.
Save the sister.
Ah. Bah, bah, bah.
All right, Traveler out. So this has been a Dice Haven podcast. Learn more at dicehaven.com and please rate, like, and review us wherever you get your podcast. We really appreciate it. Any background music and ambient sounds you hear are provided by tabletopaudio.com, with the exception of our intro music, which is stock media provided by Pond5. Thanks for listening.